Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, but not new for long, Georgia Levinson-Cohen. We're going to make her a longtime friend, as we have many others. Capital and the Common Good is her new book. I encourage you to check it out. It'll open your eyes about some creative ways that we can solve problems. You know, Georgia, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. You want to give us a website, please?
Oh, I don't have a website. I should have one.
You should have one.
Capital and the Common Good.
Amazon, right? Amazon or wherever books are.
Yeah, go to Amazon. Exactly. Amazon right. And type in Capital and the
you're
Common
gonna have
Good.
To, you're going to have to work on that website thing. You know they have those, right? So, all right.
I've heard.
The book, folks, is about looking at the resources you have, the people, the assets, the capital, the different ways of valuing it, but how is it, maybe an asset that you have isn't worth anything to you, but it might be worth something to somebody else who would pay you for that, and through the use of finance, as she says in the book, you can find a way to solve problems that maybe weren't solvable before. Now, what I'd like for you to do now, we've been around the world, Georgia, in the last couple of segments. Bring this home to us. Talk to us about how we can use your thinking to solve local problems.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, you know, as we started the conversation, we said this is really about local solutions to local challenges. And some of the not only were we talking about problems and examples in sort of far-off places, but we were also talking about technology, the examples I described, had people using their phones, had people using mobile payments. And what I just want to emphasize is, and Jimmy and I were just talking off the air about cryptocurrencies and, yep. and the blockchain, and when people get excited about innovation, they often think that that's about technology. And what I just want us all to remember is that we have the human component of it, and individuals and people-to-people interactions, right, ancient ones, the bonds of trust, are really, really critical to finance. So one last quick story. As I was writing this book about innovative finance, someone said to me, you got to go see Justine Zinkin at Neighborhood Trust. She's done really interesting things to think about how technology and finance can help her community and really help poor and underserved people. And what that means is she's a socially responsible credit card. She's thought about interesting, like a savings app that allows people to save. She's working with employers on the payroll technology so that people can get what they're owed, you know, today or tomorrow and don't have to wait 2 weeks. Really interesting use of technology. And I went up to see Justine and I said, Justine, what's the most popular of all of these? And how does this all work? And she said, you know what? It's Marisol. And I was thinking, you know, I teach at a business school. I'm thinking metrics, accountability. And she said, no, Marisol's a lady. Marisol's a woman in the community that people trust, that she says, you know what, if you want to use these products, it's great. Don't put your money under your mattress. You're not going to get deported. You're not going to go to jail. The banks aren't going to fleece you if you start to use our products and services. And I think that encapsulates it, because what that tells us is that we can have all the technology in the world and we can have all the creative finance, but unless people trust this system, unless people trust institutions, unless people say, I'm going to hand over my hard-earned savings or my earnings into these products, it's not going to work.
And see the thing, the challenge with technology, Georgia, is that we require, humans require trust. What you just said is so important and so true. We're analog humans. We require trust. Even though we're entering the digital age, we will always require trust. And the human factor, as we move forward with technology solving our problems, the human factor in all this is being missed under a lot of roofs around the world, a lot of smart people. But what you just said is so important. The human factor can never be underestimated, because the one thing that will be constant between the analog age and the digital age is a human being, which is also analog.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think that, you know, the figuring out how you use technology in the service of human beings and how you use finance to help people and how you maintain that real, in real life, person-to-person connection is the only way these problems are really going to get solved. And they're the only way they're going to get solved at scale.
I got to wrap it up, Georgia. The book, folks, is called Capital and the Common Good. Will you come back another day?
I would love to come back. My privilege and my honor. This is great.
I'd love to have you here. Come back, and we'll get you back. We'll delve into the individual chapters when you come back. Georgia Levinson Cohen, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.